This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Controversial former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore took a major step yesterday in writing the next chapter of his political life. Moore defeated Senator Luther Strange in a Republican runoff for the U.S. Senate seat vacated by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Moore will now face Democrat Doug Jones in a general election December 12th. For some perspective on yesterday's results, we turn to David Mowry. He's an independent political consultant with Mowry Consulting Group in Montgomery. David, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, Moore came out on top with about 55% of the vote, not particularly close. What was your reaction when you saw the results?
Well, it was interesting to watch as it came in because, as you know, they don't come in uniformly. And so we kept kind of thinking that Jefferson County might come in heavy and change the dynamic, and it just never did. Nothing did. It kind of held steady all night. And I think I was surprised at the margin. I thought that it might be closer. And I really wouldn't have been totally shocked if Strange had pulled the upset just because the way that Alabama is, the way that voters are. But, there we have it. Alabama just kind of sent a message that, we don't like to be told what to do.
Well, about that message, the race did capture a lot of attention in the national media, and sort of the narrative so far is that this is a rebuke to President Donald Trump because he endorsed Luther Strange and Republican voters in Alabama didn't pick Luther Strange. This is a battle for the soul of the Republican Party. But it seems like there's always an asterisk with Roy Moore. So how does all that analysis strike you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the easy narrative, but that most of the time people learn the wrong lessons from elections. And in this case, I don't think that's correct at all. I think it has a lot more to do with dynamics on the ground. Having a former chief justice that is very strong with the hard right, and that's a good portion of your electorate, especially in a Republican primary in our state, and having a flawed appointed candidate in Luther Strange, I think that dynamic was... I think that the election was decided outside of Trump or Bannon or Palin or anybody, really.
So do you see that Trump had any effect in this campaign one way or another?
Obviously, he had some effect because he was so present and because it brought national media and all this attention. But I don't think his endorsement moved the needle, but I also don't think it damaged him with Alabama Republicans at all.
Well, we have had a Republican runoff where both candidates competed to be as close to Donald Trump as possible. We now turn to a general election between Roy Moore and Doug Jones. How do you see that contest shaping up?
It's going to be interesting. I've seen some various analysis, and I think it really depends on how much money the National Democrats can pump in and how much money the National Republicans can pump in. Roy Moore's not – he's right at 50-50 with the general election electorate usually. But this is a different dynamic because it's a special. You don't have anything else driving turnout to get Democrats or Republicans to the polls. So it's almost like anything can happen.
Conventional wisdom is that Doug Jones still faces an uphill battle. What do you see as odds are in the race?
I think that they're not great, but I think that this may be the perfect storm. But I also think that, if the Senate Leadership Fund or the Trump people or whatever want to link him to national Democratic figures and really kind of go in on some of the cases that he's been involved in, things like that, I think that he could have trouble. On the other hand, Roy Moore, again, is a flawed and not great flawed candidate, not great fundraiser. So I think it's not quite a jump ball, but it's also not quite Doug has a chance, but it's a slim chance.
For Luther Strange, is he done in Alabama politics?
I would think so. You never say never, but I don't know that after all this that I'd even want to give it a go to be an elected official again,
Well, David Mowry is an independent political consultant with Mowry Consulting Group in Montgomery. David, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. This is great.